Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. I'm an astrologer, women's empowerment coach, and modern mystic living in Los Angeles. My podcast is here to inspire, encourage, and remind you that everything and anything is possible. I love sharing with you the tools that have healed, transformed, and up-leveled my life, everything from astrology to magical money, life purpose tools, mindset shifts, and pragmatic mysticism. Thank you so much for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you in the show. Hello, my loves. It has been such a long time since I have done a solo episode for you, and it's wonderful to be with you. How are you? I've missed you very much. Ah, what a powerful, powerful time, powerful year that we are in. I keep saying that 2020 is the year of change and transformation. And as I move through this incredible information for you about the age of Aquarius, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it even more deeply. I'm sure you already feel it. So I'm giving you a big hug right now. I'm sending you so much love, so much power and peace with, you know, however you are moving through this time. Know that if you are here and whatever emotions you're experiencing and you're moving through, you're meant to be here. As one of my dear friends and teachers, spiritual medium Erica Gabriel says, that the strongest of the strong souls are here right now. And you are one of the strong souls that decided to be here at this powerful and potent evolutionary shift. And you have the wherewithal and the power to be here and to create change. And that's really, you know, what the Age of Aquarius is all about. It is a shift from the Age of Pisces, which I'll talk about a little bit and what that means, into the Age of Aquarius. We are not sure exactly when the Age of Aquarius began, simply because there are no boundary lines up in the sky. We're not able to, you know, we don't know exactly the size or the, as I said, those boundaries of where the great zodiac begins and ends, but we can feel. And that for me, you know, is just one deep reason why I love astrology and I love the energy and the essence of spirituality, just because it's beyond just what we can cultivate logic and objectify. It is also so much about us trusting ourselves and trusting that what comes through us and what we feel is valid, and really, really believing and understanding in our own inner compass. And, you know, once I take you through a bit of what Age of Aquarius is and what it means, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. You're going to understand. And I, first off, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you all so much just for your beautiful support and for being with me and for trusting me with your attention and your mind, your body, your soul, because where you focus your attention is really powerful. And this is such a time where, you know, as we move more deeply into the Age of Aquarius, we go even deeper and more powerfully into the essence of technology, into the essence of human connection. We move more deeply into equity and inclusion. We move away from separation. We move away from dogmatic, judgmental ways of thinking. We move into, you know, what is not only what works for me and what is best for me, but how can I contribute to the whole while I'm here and help to catalyze something that includes all of us. And as I was thinking about, you know, doing this episode and researching, I actually, in perfect Mercury retrograde style, I actually recorded something and it was so bad. And so I haven't recorded solo in a really, really long time. So I actually ended up deleting it and starting over, and it already feels so much better. And I had to do some deeper research because this topic is very complex. And the reason that I wanted to talk about the age of Aquarius is simply because I think it's something that we're all seeing, and we're seeing it through this experience moving through quarantine and the economic downturn and a downshift. We're seeing it in the total realization and acceptance en masse of social injustice and systematic racism. We are seeing, you know, a movement occur. When I just checked in with Black Lives Matter and a really powerful video that they created about what is defunding the police actually, like, instead of it being like, oh, the whole police force is going to go away, that's not what it is. It's a movement to create more. From what I understood, from what I listened to, it is seeking to create more social services. And instead of putting all this money into more deeply militarizing the police and really keeping the police separate from the communities they're serving, it actually has more to do with how can we also enrich social services and community services so that the communities that the police are serving are also, and to me, this is so Aquarian as well, which is so powerful, instead of just like brute force and reactivity and my way or the highway, it's like, no, we must also go in and strengthen at the community, at the human level. And we'll go more deeply into this, but this is why I love astrology. I'll say it a million times, but because to me, it is so satisfying to look and see and to feel into what is actually going on in the world, and then how, you know, change is being cultivated and created according to the lens that our sun and that our world age is moving through. And so that lens currently is Aquarius. And it's very, very, very exciting stuff. And so with all of that, and what I really, really want to touch into with you here is the magnificence of your participation, because Aquarius is all about humanity working together. And I wanted to touch on something that came through me really, really strongly, and it's something I've been thinking about quite a bit. Whenever I teach astrology, like let's say I were to teach you about your north node and your south node, I love to take into consideration the south node simply because the south node is what you have learned. It's where you've been. It's what you deeply understand and what you already kind of know intuitively to embody. But it can also be a stuck point. And so what's really cool about the shift into the age of Aquarius, I'd like to take this sort of similar theme here, and I would like us to also consider, for any point that we feel lost as to how we can contribute, let's look at the energy of Leo. Let's talk about Leo and what Leo represents and how the opposing energy of Leo can actually serve in your contribution in this Aquarian shift. And I'm going to talk about exactly what all of this means. But with Leo, let's talk about that for a moment. And hello to all my Leos. It's almost your birthday. So with Leo energy, and this goes for everyone, Leo energy represents, I always think of the heart chakra when I think of Leo. I think of, you know, what do I love? What am I impassioned by? Leo has to do with our creativity, our children, our inner child. It's really so much about like listening to primal urges and listening to something within us that is like so raw and real. I mean, that is so what creativity is. There's also a very sexual energy with Leo, with Leo energy. It's very much like, it's very carnal, but it really gets us down to that primal energy of like, what do I want to create? What do I love? What would I die for? It's very passionate. It's quite intense. Now let's go to the opposing energy, Aquarius, and what that represents. And Leo, by the way, is ruled by the sun. There's that burning energy. Now, when we move over to Aquarius, what's up with Aquarius energy? So Aquarius has to do, it's a little more disconnected. Instead of like me, what I feel, what I desire, what I create, Aquarius is like, how do I impact, influence? How do I innovate? Not just for me, but really for the whole big picture, for everyone. Aquarius energy is about progression. So if we look at the modern day ruler of Aquarius, it's Uranus. And Uranus is the energy of evolution. It is the energy of sudden change. The traditional ruler of Aquarius is Saturn. And Saturn is about boundaries and karma and responsibility. I found a very cool article on wiccaspirituality.com, wicca-spirituality.com. And she was talking about how Saturn and Uranus, as we're moving into and really solidifying in the world age of Aquarius, that we want to look at the powerful expressions of both Saturn and Uranus. And the way that I looked at that, so let me break this down one more time, because this is very cool. So Saturn energy is responsibility and karma. It's structure. And Uranus is like lightning change, innovation, evolution, shift, up level. But how does this apply? Number one, Uranus energy on its own can be like completely insane. And Saturn energy on its own also can be insane in a totally different way. We've seen the effects of like heavy Saturnian energy by what's been going on in our world and the evolution of humanity for so long. Systems that don't serve everyone, they serve a few. And what's beautiful when I pair Saturn and Uranus together, I look at that as our responsibility to evolve and innovate. And I bring in Aquarius there because Aquarius is, it's so cool. I mean, Aquarius is all. I was thinking about this and I talked about this in the first recording. This is way better, by the way. But in the first recording, I think I had to get some of my kinks out and I haven't recorded in quite a while, but it was really beautiful. I thought about with Aquarian energy, it really brings up to expression for all of us. What does it matter if my life is of ease because of privilege? What does it matter if I'm experiencing what I want, what I crave, what I desire, if others are not, or it's at the expense of another? So it really brings us on that Leo to Aquarius access. You see what I mean? It's a very, very, it's very cool to explore the opposing energy of any sign that we are looking at. And that was something that came through really strongly. It's like, well, what does it matter? And that is the Aquarian shift. We don't know, as I said, we don't know when the age of Aquarius began exactly. We're not sure, just because, as I said, there's no boundary lines in the sky. But what we can be sure of is that we can feel it. We can be sure that with everything that is going on, especially in this powerful year of evolution and transformation, that is 2020, we can be sure that there is change happening. We can see it. But so often, how do we change something that we're not aware of? And Aquarius really keys us into the energy of love, of sisterhood. It's the water bearer. Think of, let's break this down for just a moment. Think of the water bearer. So water, we cannot live without water. We cannot live without water. We can go for days without food, but water, without water, we die. I think we're about 73% water. And in the esoteric, whenever I'm teaching about Aquarius, I always love to talk about this. In the esoteric, water is like the nourishment of the soul. It's spirituality. Water energy is like the intangible. It's spirit. It's soulful energy. It's relationships. It's love. In the tarot, water is relationships, love, connection, sensuality. Things we cannot live without. In the criminal system, if you want to kill someone or torture them, you take away human interaction. If a child, if a baby isn't held, isn't nurtured, isn't acknowledged, it dies. The same is with us. If we don't begin to acknowledge and connect and find ways to love one another, I don't think we're going to be here. And so this is the powerful lens that we look to this Aquarian shift. Our connection, our spiritual awareness, our exploration of equality and inclusion. This to me is a brilliantly exciting time. And it is a time, and I will say, and this is my own personal opinion and perspective, but it's been coming through very strongly. Spiritual practice at this point is a non-negotiable. And I'll use a very like silly, simple, small example. I notice on the mornings when I do my morning practice, so Kundalini, maybe some mantra work, morning pages or scripting, and I give to myself, I nourish my spirit and my mind, my body, my heart. I go through my day that day and I just find myself to be more present, compassionate, loving, and less reactive. This to me is just a non-negotiable right now. And spiritual practice, it can look however you want it to look, whatever feels best to you. Like, let that be it. Let that be it. I'm not here to tell you what it is. That's a Age of Pisces thing. We're in the Age of Aquarius now. I'm not here to dictate to you what you're meant to do for your spiritual work, your spiritual practice. But I do feel that I'm here to remind you that it's important and it's really deeply necessary right now. Because imagine even if half of the world population were taking care of themselves, mind, body, soul, we would show up so differently. I had a really powerful experience recently, right after George Floyd's death, and June being, we did the week of Amplify Melanated Voices on Instagram, being quiet in the white community, being quiet and listening and sharing and amplifying perspectives and voices and lived experiences. And so I decided to offer morning ritual during this time as well for 22 days, because 22 is one of my favorite numbers. It's a master number. And so about 22 women consistently came together and we practiced, and this was our morning practice. And I loved this, and I do this if this calls to you. So we would do Siddharshan Chakra Kriya for 3 minutes, which is a Kundalini meditation that's changed my life. It awakens the neutral teacher mind, which is very important right now. So we did 3 minutes of Siddharshan Chakra Kriya. Then we did 108 repetitions of the Kuan Yin mantra. Namo Kuan Chi Yin Pusa. One of my favorite mantras that awakens compassion, fierce compassion, gentleness. And in that practice, we would send it out. So we would send it to our leadership or to someone that we don't like or our family or ourselves or the Black Lives Matter movement or people we may never meet. We sent it out. So we sent that energy out. And then lastly, we moved through and did self-study of Layla Saad's Me and White Supremacy. And I bring this up because this to me is also so the Aquarian shift. It's marrying what we learned in the age of Pisces, which is spirit. The age of Pisces supposedly was like the dogmatic energy of religion and kind of being the opiate of the masses. And I don't mean this for all religion. I mean this for religion where there was not love embodied. It was more like, here, do this because we said so, and that's the end of the story. And I'm definitely not saying that all religion is this way. I'm speaking of religion that was or is, that does express itself in that manner, where instead of taking away the freedom of internal connection, instead it's like, no, you do this and that's it. That's what's shifting. Because Age of Aquarius is like, okay, you have your own connection to yourself and to your creator and to each other. It doesn't have to be dictated anymore. It ought not to be. That's not taking us in the direction that I think from the soul and the heart level that we truly, truly want to go. And I bring this up, I digress for just a second, but I bring this up simply because marrying our internal spiritual work with what we do in the world is so Aquarius. It's so this shift. It's not just like, let me just get high on my own supply. Feel good. Absolutely. Take care of yourself. That's what's going to help you show up better. But in addition, how can you bring this nectar, this water that you drink from your own personal practice, your own spirituality, your own spiritual connection? How can you share that? It's like if someone comes to you and they're thirsty and your water cup is empty. You're thirsty too. But if your cup is full, you fill your own cup and then you share, you overflow. And I bring this example up because that's how I feel when I practice consistently and when I'm taking care of my soul on a regular basis. And I wrote a blog post recently called Why Kundalini Yoga is a Must Right Now. And the concept of the Aquarian Age is actually where I learned about the concept of the Aquarian Age. I learned about through Kundalini Yoga. And I believe it's just a deep tool right now. We've got to keep our nervous systems healthy. Aquarius is a very mental energy. And the adverse expression of like heavy mental, powerful, potent mental energy and heavy Uranus energy is like mental disorders. I think especially, I've heard this a few times and this has really resonated for me. I think especially moving through quarantine in this pandemic, we are going to see a rise of like even just the acceptance that mental illness has got to be addressed at the systematic level, just like we're addressing racism at the systematic level, or that we must. It's just, this is the time. And I wonder, I want you to check in, like close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Deep breath out. Just check in for a second. How do you feel in this time? Like, acknowledge your feelings. Acknowledge like what is coming up for you. Because age of Pisces, although more attributed to the imbalance of someone telling you what to think and feel, Pisces energy also is, it rules the emotions. Remember, as I was talking about the opposing energy of Leo to Aquarius, don't throw everything out. Like, think of what you've just been through. Think about the opposing. Think like you can meld and have these things dance together. So I'd love to talk a little bit, just so you understand, about how, like, what the age of Aquarius is and perhaps how it works. And then we'll talk a little bit more about how we can just explore and exemplify the most empowered expression of this time. So first and foremost, the age of Aquarius, all the signs, all of the movement of the sun through the ages takes about 2100 years, and a great year means that the sun has moved through all 12 of the signs, and that's about 25,000 years. Human beings have been on the planet at this point for about 200,000 years, so we've perhaps been through about 6 or 7 ages. I'm not great with multiplication in my head. We've been around for a little while. We've moved through these ages before. So, as I mentioned earlier, Aquarius, the energy of Aquarius, is coloring everything going on in our solar system, because it is the sign that our sun is moving through. And you would think from age of Pisces that we would move into the age of Aries, but no, actually in the world ages, it moves in a retrograde motion. So we have moved from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. As I also mentioned, the age of Aquarius is ruled by Saturn and Uranus. And so just to put that simply, I look at this as it is now our responsibility, Saturn, to evolve Uranus. It's our responsibility to evolve past the division, to evolve past. And here's the thing, just another note about this. So if you would like to know, how do I serve in this time? How do I make a change? Like, what do I matter, right? How can I contribute? It feels so big. Because Aquarian energy does feel big. It's all humanity. It's all of us, not just one. It's how the one makes up the many. Look to Leo. What lights you up? What are you passionate about? What do you feel creative around? What lights you up? What do you want to illuminate? Bring those answers or those energies into your Aquarian service, into the way that you contribute. Let's see. Okay, that's that for that page. Yay. I had to take a lot of notes for this. Two different times, to be honest. So one of the main themes of the Age of Aquarius is very simply making the world a better place. So it's strengthening our social consciousness, innovating. It has a lot to do with technology, because Uranus also it's technology. And we will also see the rise of the deeper connecting of humanity and the globalization through the internet, through social media. But look, this has already been happening. And so the idea is that the age of Aquarius began toward the end of the 20th century. And we're in it now. Feels that way to me. But again, as I said, there's no sky boundaries. So there's no specific date. It's hard to pinpoint a date. Age of Aquarius also will be about a bigger vision, holding a vision again, not just for ourselves. This is something I've been doing in my work lately. Like, have your self vision, but then also, like, what's your vision for all? How do you want to see, like, people connecting? Age of Aquarius is about progress and spiritual awareness. And instead of kindness being like this thing we defer to because it's polite, it's like, no, kindness is, this is what I learned on the beautiful Wicca spirituality article. It's actually like the norm. Like, kindness and compassion are what we do. Age of Aquarius celebrates freedom and true democracy, love, modernization. The whole idea is that in the Age of Aquarius, division and separation fall away. They just naturally, they're just simply not an energetic match any longer. This probably sounds like a utopia, and it is. It is. It's not, it doesn't mean we won't be without issues and problems, but it means that this has the propensity to be our normal state. Instead of chaos and pain and division and judgment and separation from each other, and most of all from ourselves, the world is simply an outpouring of the way each individual relates to themselves. When we as individuals know how to connect more deeply to ourselves, don't you think it just makes it like, it's easy. If we know how to be kind to ourselves, it's easy to be kind to each other. If we know what feels just and right and true in our own heart, and our heart, not just our mind, but our heart, it's easy to serve and show up and proclaim justice for anyone else. Like, we treat the world how we treat ourselves. And as I speak this too, I'm definitely not speaking this like I've got it all figured out. I definitely don't. But these are things I've been exploring, you know, since I was 19. How can I be good to myself and love myself and evolve myself so that that's the energy that I contribute to the world? You know what I mean? And that's why I say don't throw out like that opposing energy of Leo. Like, you still matter. What you love, what you want to create, it matters. Because you can be a part of this shift and this healing and this change. But it begins with you. Like, you, that's another thing. Like, with all of this, like, you're not going to change by changing everybody else. You have to change yourself and then embody that change. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but especially as we move out of the Piscean age, people don't naturally like being told what to do. There's kind of a rebellion that comes out of that. But when you influence by being in your own empowerment, your own heart, your own expansion, that's what makes a big change. And I want to come back one more time to what I had mentioned about the water bearer. The water bearer is the energy of Aquarius. It's like, how exciting. Like, it's a time of bringing water back to human consciousness, because Aquarius represents the mind. The water is the spirit. It's the soul. It's connection and love. It's like water. I love water. I drink a lot of water. I was telling one of my groups the other day, I was like, please hydrate right now. This is like extremely important right now. Like, hydration, bless your water, bless bodies of water. Water. This is the change. This is an exciting time. You have the propensity and the opportunity to make a huge shift in the world. Marry your soul energy and your heart energy with action, even if it's just one small thing that you do every single day. And that can even be something as small as just like smiling at someone or not flipping out in traffic or researching social injustice issues, donating, making, like actually making it a priority to understand not only what's going on in the world so that you can serve it better, but again, like amplifying the voices and the energies of people who are here right now who are seeking to create change. But here's the good news. As we work on ourselves and love ourselves, we can make a shift. And we can also utilize technology as a means to do this. That's the tool of technology. Use the tool of soul, the tool of spirituality, and bring it through. Bring it through your everyday in small and big ways. I'm going to continue to be exploring this and do my part. And this is, as I said, a powerful time, an exciting time, because we have that energy of change. And being again that Uranus and Aquarius are like the rulers of this Aquarian age. Remember, our responsibility to cultivate shift and evolution. And another powerful thing about Saturn is that when we ground in ourselves, in our bodies, it's not about disassociating. It's literally about how can we be of this world and also make a shift? Because Saturn is all about being here where you are. If we want to think of like a really weird, just to illustrate this, think of your computer. Like Saturn is the form of your computer. It's like the tangible three-dimensional thing where you can like type away. It's the form and the structure that gives form and body to the technology, which is Uranus. I'm like staring at my computer as I do this. You see what I mean? So that's the power of it. Electricity, let's say technology on its own with no form, like think of it maybe as like Tesla's ball of energy. It's just like, I don't even know exactly what that was specifically. I'll have to do some research, but think of it that way. Cool, powerful to look at. Could perhaps incite something, but let's give that energy form. All right, my loves, I pray that this has served you. I'm not really doing ads. Got a couple more episodes coming out. I am soon opening the wait list for NBCC, or actually it's open for my, I actually decided that NBCC, my coaching certification for next year, and this is what we did this year, but I'm excited to add this to the subheadline of it. It is conscious leadership training mixed with coaching certification. I'm really excited about that. And that's it. I'll put the link in the show notes. There'll be something a little more formal coming soon with that. But yeah, that's it. That's it. I pray you've loved and enjoyed this and you've taken something from it. I would love to hear from you. Please DM me at Natalia_Benson. Let me know what you've received from this or how you feel this Aquarian shift. Do you feel these changes? Like, how do you witness this? How do you relate to what I'm sharing here? Aquarius is like also literally about just being so unabashedly ourselves. That's it. Like owning who we are through and through and through and through and all the magnificent power that can pour through that. I also want to answer a couple of questions that came through on Instagram because I did tell you, babes, that I would be recording this episode. So also, if you haven't connected with me there yet, please come and say hello at Natalia_Benson. So let me see, what can we expect from this new age and what can we do to enter it in a good way? Thank you. Okay, so I feel like I've given you a lot of information on what you can expect. And in terms of what can we do to enter it, well, it's already occurring. So what I would say is really piggybacking off of what I just offered, which is like, how can you embody yourself and also integrate your soul, your spiritual energy, your spiritual practices into action, into activism? Like, it's really about marrying not just living up in the ether of these principles, but actually like bringing them down and utilizing this wisdom to like make a difference. And that is another reason why I champion and speak so much about spiritual practice, because it helps you trust yourself, trust where you're guided. Like I talked about the Leo energy, trust what you love, trust what feels like, trust what calls to you, because that's going to be the way that you contribute to this shift and to the imminent changes that must occur on our planet. Awesome. What does this mean for Aquarians? So, and someone else asked, if you have a lot of Aquarius in your chart, does this affect you differently? I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if this would affect you any differently. And the only thing I would say just from my intuition is that if you are Aquarius or you do have a lot of Aquarius in your chart, I mean, you just may feel very at home in this shift or be a big part of leading this shift, because this, like, you incarnate as a sun in Aquarius or as someone, let's say you have like a stellium, like 4+ placements in Aquarius, you may be like, your soul's like, heck yes, this is why I freaking came here. You know what I mean? And really step into leadership in this time. Follow your purpose, your soul purpose, create your soul purpose, create why you came here, and like really bring it through right now. And especially, like, I know my publicist Roxy, and she was on the podcast this year, I think. Yeah, I think it was a couple months ago. I'm like, 2020 feels like it's been 2 years in one, but she was actually the one who started talking to me more about this. I had kind of forgotten it from my Kundalini days, and she brought it up, and I was like, God, you're so right. I'm so fascinated by it. And she's like, yes, I feel the energy. I feel the shift. I'm so excited about the changes and the awareness and the action that's taking place right now. It's amazing. So my Aquarians, and really all of us, this is a time of leadership, a time of conscious leadership. When can we expect full integration into justice and love? This shift is so challenging. So that's a beautiful question. Think of it this way. Imagine if you are on a plane and you change altitudes extremely quickly. It's really, really, really uncomfortable. So what I would say is we are perhaps at a time where things are just becoming so imminent. I don't know why that word keeps coming through, but where it's like, there's just really must be change now. And that can feel deeply uncomfortable. So again, your practices, getting fortified, mind, body, and spirit, because the change is going to occur as we all contribute to the change. Does that make sense? Like, it's not just like, oh, these 5 people did something, I don't have to do anything. Or, okay, you know, these leaders are here, I'm just going to carry on and because I'm afraid to use my voice or whatever. So, you know, it's not so much like the integration will like occur on its own. It's going to occur because we are putting in the time, the energy, the shift, the intention. I don't even know if I want to say time, maybe because I was talking about Saturn. Saturn is the traditional ruler of Aquarius, but yeah, the time that it takes to create shift, but also how are we all contributing? So be, you know, I feel like as soon as quarantine hit, that was like my deep reminder yet again of like how important Kundalini yoga is for me, but find your practices. I'm considering starting to teach again. So if you all would be interested in that, please let me know. I'm definitely feeling it and feeling called to it. All right, last question. How to harness the rebellious energy into communal positive loving shifts. So how to harness the rebellious energy into communal positive loving shifts. That's really powerful. So here's the thing. So often, and I think I mentioned this, we have to first see what is wrong and what is imbalanced. It's like if you have a wound on your arm, you've got to acknowledge that there is like a massive wound on your arm. You know what I mean? Like you've got to be like, okay, wow, my arm is like gaping and bleeding and it hurts. I got to take care of this. That's kind of the time that we're in right now. And a lot of the rebellion, which is an energy of Aquarius, is also because we are seeing so full transparency, everything incorrect and imbalanced. And this may be a bit of a, you may not agree with this, but something that I've found very powerful about Donald Trump being the president is that if we look deeper, it's helped us see everything wrong and all the status quo bullshit that has kind of been kept under wraps for so long, or things we haven't paid attention to. And although like it's been extremely painful having someone in office who, I don't know, I just don't feel like he deeply respects like what it means to be like the leader of a country, it's still given us such depth to see this is everything that's been imbalanced and wrong for so long. We have to first see what's going on. We can rebel against it. We can get angry and make demands. As Tori Washington said in her Embodied Allyship course, she's like, you know, now is a time of demands. Like we must make demands of our democracy. We must make demands for change. That's just as much a part of this as like the love. And I don't mean, and I pray as well that much of what I brought through in this episode, it doesn't sound like it's bypassing the shadow, but I do like to serve, you know, what is the solution and how can we embody hope? Because hope is, and action and solution and progress is what keeps people sustained for the long haul. And that's why I tend to share in that way. So harnessing the rebellious energy, I think it's just something we have to go through. And I think it's a natural, organic unfolding and byproduct of, you know, seeing the wounds. And now it's like, okay, fuck that. That is not where we want to go. What do we do now? And then as it's like a fight with your partner. Sometimes it's not all love and connection and kumbaya. Sometimes you got to like, you throw down together energetically, emotionally. Like you have to go into the shadow. You have to go into what's wrong so that you can be like, okay, what is this? How do we want to do this differently? But sometimes that's not the initial conversation, right? And whether it's intimate partner, friend, family member, all the same. So with all of that being said, When we see that, we witness it, we can turn it to love. Because once we see what's wrong and we have the rebellion and the anger, we then can choose what emotional state and what kind of action and progress do I want to cultivate now? I pray that that makes sense. It's a really great question. All right, my loves, this has been fantastic. It has been wonderful to sit down and record a solo episode for you. It's been a little while. If you loved it, please let me know. Let me know what you took from this, what you received from it. You can DM me or share, just tag or send me a message to @Natalia_Benson. And just thank you so much for showing up at this time. I love you so very much. Tarot's here walking around. She says hello. She sends her love. And I will see you next week. Love you, my darlings.